the people in New Philadelphia had always been in a certain amount of danger. They were only 18 miles from the Mississippi River and Missouri, which was a slave state, and at any time they were under the risk of being captured by slave hunters who really didn't always care whether you were legally free or not. They could come and grab you, take you back across the river, and sell you south. But there were heightened dangers during the Civil War period. You had a very divided county, people who were either Democrats, peace Democrats, as they called them, who were against having the war with the South, and then the Republicans who were fierce loyalists. They were duking it out with each other. You had newspapers that every town had, like Pittsfield had both a Republican and a Democratic newspaper, and they were very inflammatory in their language, so they were riling people up. And there were people, there was a point in which the murder rate just greatly increased in the area, the different partisans shooting each other, basically. They also had refugees coming from Missouri who had been run out of their homes by the Union Army or by the partisan differences within their communities. And those people were sometimes not the best element, so they were adding some danger. So the danger in the community surrounding New Philadelphia was greatly heightened during the war.
So other people in West Central Illinois, did they sort of were they a bit indifferent to New Philadelphia before that time, and maybe the, as you mentioned, the tempers, mm-hmm. the passions kind of flamed up during the war?
I don't see much evidence in the written record that they paid much attention to New Philadelphia. It was a very small community, and I think they kept their heads down, and they were very respectable people. So I have never seen any evidence of anything being directed towards New Philadelphia in that period.
Well, you did point out, though, that New Philadelphia contributed to the war effort.
Yes, there were a number of men, both Euro-American and African-American, who went to war. Quite a few joined the 99th Illinois Infantry, which was a Euro-American regiment. And then towards the end of the war, there were several men of African-American descent who went up to Grand Rapids, Michigan, and joined the 38th U.S. Colored Troops.
Now, what life was like before the Civil War in the United States and what it was like afterwards, quite mm-hmm. a bit different. And much of that was due to the war. Much of that was due to Western migration, I believe. Mm-hmm. And was that also reflected in Pike County and in New Philadelphia, places like that?
Yes, it was. For one thing, after the war, you had some widows and orphans because of the war. You had a lot of interest in the Veterans Affairs. The GAR, the Grand Army of the Republic, was the Union Veterans Organization, which was a very important activity. And then you also had a lot of people, both the Euro-Americans and African-Americans, moving westward. And about 1870, quite a few people from that area went out to Kansas.
This town is now gone, this mm-hmm. New Philadelphia, and of course a lot of research has been done. What type of research have you been able to uncover regarding this period? Are you finding, you know, manuscripts, things that mm-hmm. people wrote about it during that period, newspaper accounts?
No. There's very little that's directly about New Philadelphia which has come to light, and I'm still of the opinion that there must be letters, diaries, photographs out there somewhere that people have in their private family collections, and still hoping that they'll come forward. But we can learn quite a lot from the newspapers from the period. Quincy and Pittsfield both had Democratic and Republican newspapers, and they were both very biased in their reporting. So you get two sides of the issue when you read those, and that gives a lot about the context and the atmosphere. We have some land ownership records, like the tax records at the county courthouse, have been very useful in trying to figure out exactly who was living where in the town or nearby the town. And then genealogical information. We've had a number of families who have helped us by sharing their own genealogical information and family history with us, in addition to the research we've been able to do ourselves.
Did New Philadelphia just sort of, you know, eventually fade away, as a lot of small towns often did from back on the prairie during the days? Is that just what happened there, or was anything, did anything lead to that?
I don't think so. We have a great discussion among us about whether the railroad missing it by about half a mile in 1868, whether that was a detriment or not. There's some people who argue that it was, but it was a very, very small rural community. And when we talk about New Philadelphia, we really don't just confine ourselves to the town itself, but the farms around it in Hadley Township. But it lasted about 110 years. The rural school that was across the road from the town closed in, I think it was 1947, and I would say that was about the end of it. There still are farmers living immediately adjacent to the town, but it fizzled out about after World War II.